Brilliance Audio presents Dark Highway by Lisa Gray. Performed by Amy Landon. There were four of them in the car. Five, if you counted the dead woman in the trunk. Nick sat in the back seat, way too close to her for his liking. He pinched his nose and breathed in heavily through his mouth. He was convinced he could smell her, even though he knew that was unlikely. He didn't think she'd even be cold yet. But what the hell did he know about this stuff? There hadn't been much blood, at least. Something to be thankful for. The car bounced beneath him as it hit a rough spot on the blacktop, and the nausea that had been churning away in his gut leaped right up his throat. Nick tasted vomit in his mouth and swallowed hard, sucked in a big lungful of air. Next to him, Junior didn't look too good either. Daisy turned around and glared at Nick from the front passenger seat. The crusty dried blood around his nostrils appeared black in the gloom. His eyes had a wild look about them. Coke and liquor and something else. Something bad. Nick could see that now.
"Would you quit with the panting?" Dusty snapped. "You sound like a mangy old dog begging for a treat. Get a fucking grip of yourself."
Nick turned away and looked out of the window. The moon was as perfectly round and white as a dinner plate. It cast an eerie glow over the flat desert landscape. The mountains far off in the distance, nothing more than shadowy purple outlines. They passed a bar that had long been shut up for the night, and a motel with a single light burning. Along the roadside, a dozen or so mismatched mailboxes were jammed into the dirt like a row of metal flowers. The homes they belonged to were set back off the highway and shrouded in darkness. Nick envied the inhabitants of those houses, no doubt fast asleep in their beds. He wondered if he'd ever sleep soundly again. He thought about the woman. Christ, he couldn't even remember her name. That would be the booze and the shock, no doubt. But he figured he'd be hearing it plenty soon enough. How long before she'd be missed? How long before they'd start looking for her? He knew she had a family. She'd said as much when she'd begged Dusty not to hurt her. Her pleas had been ignored. As for Nick and Junior and Z, they'd stood back and let it happen, frozen by their fear of Dusty and what he was doing. And what he wanted them to do. And what he did to her in the end. They were every bit as bad. Every bit as guilty.